If President Obama, is he getting closer to fulfilling one of his original pledges in his first term? And that's the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan. Tonight, he will announce the withdrawal of another 34,000 U.S. troops during his State of the Union address. The move will cut the size of the U.S. troop presence in Afghanistan in half by next February, putting the U.S. on pace to formally end the war there by the end of next year.
Joining us to talk more about it all, Michael O'Hanlon, Director of Research for the Foreign Policy Program at the Brookings Institution. Good to have you back, Michael.
Nice to be with you.
Okay, so President Obama is going to make a fairly significant announcement tonight. How's this going to work?
Well, it's interesting. You mentioned, I think correctly, that he's pledged to end this war. But of course, he originally campaigned pledging to make this war a priority and to win this war. And I think he's trying to do both. I think it's a pretty good balance. But what you'll probably hear tonight is an emphasis on cutting all those troops. What you may not hear as much of is that I think most of the cutting is not going to happen right away. That Mr. Obama, I think, is going to leave most of our current strength of about 65, 66,000 American forces in Afghanistan, leave most of them in through the rest of this winter, spring, and summer, the so-called fighting season, and do the drawdown after that's over, primarily later next fall and into the winter. And so he's really doing two things at once. He's making sure the war gradually ends, but he's not showing any rush to get out the door. I think that's the right balance. But he's, politically speaking, he's probably going to emphasize the cut more than he emphasizes the resoluteness.
Michael, is this like a last chance for the United States to try and get Afghanistan up on its feet before we're completely out of there?
Well, it's the last year we're going to have anything like an Obama surge. As you may recall, when Mr. Obama won the presidency, at that time we had something like 25 to 30,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan. And President Bush had authorized a modest increment, and then Obama himself authorized one in the winter of 2009 and then another in the fall of 2009. We, quote unquote, recovered that second surge last year. And now Mr. Obama is telling us the pace at which he will go back to the troop strength that he had when he was inaugurated in 2009 in the first place. But we're still going to have 34,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan next year. And we're still probably going to have a substantial follow-on force of 10 or 15 or 20,000 forces the year after that. So this is part of a very patient, gradual strategy. I wouldn't quite call it a last gasp. It's true that this has been a frustrating war, but I think Mr. Obama is showing that he's got some patience.
All right. Michael, good to talk to you again. Thanks.
Likewise.
Michael O'Hanlon, Director of Research for the Foreign Policy Program at the Brookings Institution.